Blog Talk Radio.
Your Holy Spirit, join us at this moment of prayer for the U.S. Lord, we ask you that you will be bringing together your prayer people, the warriors of prayer, at this time of need in the country of the United States of America. We bless this country. In your name, Jesus, we ask you that you may even now be touching every leader, especially the religious leaders in the country, the political leaders, the economy leaders. We ask you, Lord, at this moment, that you may be moving your spirit over this country right now, and every fact this country may have upon the world may be felt by your hand as blessing. We ask you, Lord, that you will be gathering together each sheep from your sheepfold, Lord, spread around the world, those who are Americans, those who have become Americans, those who are foreigners in America, and those who are just from other countries, and especially, Lord, those who have been helped through the faith that you delivered in the hands of America. We want, Lord, that you may now be calling together your faithful warriors. We know, Lord, that many, many, many of your blessed servants have not bowed down to the fear of crisis. And we are not afraid, Lord, of any giants that may want to hit and to attack or to afflict this country, which you have, Lord, blessed in such a way from its beginning. So we bless this nation. We bless all Americans. We bless in the name of Jesus all of those in this country who are suffering at this moment from this crisis. We ask you, Lord, that your supplies will come. We ask you for allies. We ask you for blessing. We ask you for peace. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you may be realizing your desire, fulfilling your desire, Lord, and not man's desires.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature, all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all
be drawing close all of those whom you have separated, especially for this moment, to stand up in faith. And we stand up in faith in the name of Jesus Christ for America. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless America at this moment. We bless, Lord, your intercessors, your prayer groups, your churches, your pastors, your leaders, your deacons, all of those who have been serving your name. We bless them, Lord, those who have waited upon you, those who have feared you faithfully, those who have strived to make your name known all over the world, around the earth. We bless them. We thank you for the remembrance of your missionaries who came to so many countries. And especially, we thank you for those who reached Brazil. Lord, I thank you for each one of our blessed brothers and sisters who have come in mission groups to Brazil, to Africa, to Asia, to the distant parts of the world, to Europe, to the Middle East. We ask you, Lord, that you may be keeping the hearts of each American missionary who is in the field right now, whatever their needs are, that you may be fulfilling. We want to thank you, Lord, for their work. We want to thank you, Lord, for each faithful businessman, businesswoman from America who have faithfully contributed to your cause, to your work, to the work of salvation, to the work of love, work of eating, the work of nourishment in the faith. Lord, we wish in the name of Jesus to become at this moment light and salt all over the earth in favor of this, that you may be raised up, your hands to life that you have this country, that they may be safe, that they may be my opinion, that they be like Caleb, that you may raise up their spirit, that you may be thinking to their hearts at this moment the worth of being an American, a rock in your.
There is none left.
We want to live a life with responsibility. As those who know the meaning of life in Christ Jesus. Let America at this moment, Lord, renew the love for you. And let your love fall upon America like a rain, like a sweet, soft rain. Sweet rain. Come, Lord. Come rain upon America with love, justice, peace. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
At this moment, we wish to surrender our whole being to you, to be used for righteous purposes. We wish at this moment, Lord, to bring before your throne the nation of the U.S. We ask you, Lord, that your will be done. We ask you for your mercies upon America. We ask you for wisdom from above. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus that there may be no lacking in America at this moment. Especially no lacking of the word that comes from your mouth, because that's what we need. That's what we need.
is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my
Lord, we ask you that you will be guiding the prayer groups that are being raised to support the United States in prayer at this moment. We ask you, Lord, that each one will be really separated for your praise, for your glory, that each one may be concentrating on the things which make for peace and for the growth of our fellowship together in Christ, for your glory, a fellowship of love and faith. We ask you for strengthening. We ask you, Lord, for the exercise of peace in each of our acts, in each of our thoughts, in each of our hearts, in the way we do things, Lord. We ask you, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, that many people may be joining together at this moment to pray. Each one of those who will be listening to this program may be blessed by this decision to join and fight the faith. America at this moment of crisis, because you are a great Lord and Savior and God. We want to thank you for the love you have poured upon our hearts, and we want, Lord, to learn each day as American people and as American friends to learn how to love you with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength, because you are the only God, the only Lord. And as the only Lord, come and bless America's friend right now. Come and help America, American, and American's friend. Bless, Lord. As you said, that those blessed Abraham's seed would be blessed, that those blessed American's seed may be blessed. In your name, yes. You are a great God. Lord, we thank you because you work through different people. You do great things, and you surprise us in so many different ways, but you are always the same God, and you always achieve your purpose through all these ways and people. Use the peoples of the world, the races, the nations around the world, favor of America, Lord. We ask you in the favor of the peace. Yes. In Jesus' name. We wait upon you as a people who know their God. And we know we can do great things because we know you. And especially because you know us. And you know America, Lord. You know the United States. You know your people. You know, Lord. How good it is to have your peace, to be joined together, to be one in you. Because we are your creation, Lord. We have to, as Americans and Americans, bless us. Bless us. With considerate love, have sent so many Americans around the world with the news of your saving power and of your eternal plan for all mankind. And we want you, Lord, that you may continue to do this, that I may continue to be the largest seedbed for missionaries that may go out all over the world until the ends of the earth, announcing your trustworthiness, your truthfulness, your faithfulness, your power to save. Dear Lord, and we ask you especially now for the leaders in government, leading the U.S., leading other countries, we ask you, Lord, that concerning this crisis, they may be ready to answer. Who asks for the reason we hope in you, to explain the hope that we have in you, that they may learn how to withstand. For you, Lord, because our hope and faith and love are before you, before your face, because you came to America, because you and your word, Jesus, became flesh unto us. Thank you, Lord. In your name be praised. Forever. This is Radio Amor Agape in Brazil. God bless America. Lord, each day we want to know you more and more.
Quero estar em ti, toda a minha vida eu te entrego, pois não há outro além de ti. Tudo que eu possa conquistar não se compara à tua presença, nem ao prazer de te adorar. Dias vêm, dias vão, e em meu coração só aumenta o desejo de te encontrar. Agradecido eu sou pelo que já recebi, mas não estou satisfeito. Eu quero mais te conhecer e prosseguir em te conhecer. Esse é o alvo da minha vida, Senhor. Te conhecer e prosseguir em te conhecer é tudo que eu quero pra minha vida, Senhor. Tudo que eu quero está em ti, toda a minha vida eu te entrego, pois não há outro além de ti. Tudo que eu possa conquistar não se compara à tua presença, nem ao prazer de te adorar. Dias vêm, dias vão, e em meu coração só aumenta o desejo de te encontrar. Agradecido eu sou pelo que já recebi,
mas não estou satisfeito. Eu quero mais te conhecer e prosseguir em te conhecer. Este é o alvo da minha vida, Senhor. Te conhecer e prosseguir em te conhecer é tudo que eu quero pra minha vida, Senhor. Eu quero te ver como nunca te vi, tocar, te sentir, tuas mãos me tocar. Podes fazer em mim o que tens que fazer. Quero ser segundo teu coração. Te conhecer e prosseguir em te conhecer, este é o alvo da minha vida, Senhor. Te conhecer e prosseguir em te conhecer é tudo que eu quero pra minha vida, Senhor. É tudo que eu quero pra minha vida, Senhor. Tu és o alvo da minha vida, Senhor.
Amen. Lord, you are the only Savior and hope we have, and we know how powerful you are to surprise us with many blessings. God bless you.
Listening to Michael Smith.
Above all.